This program is brought to you with support from the U.S. EPA. We're here to present the EFC Network podcast. The Environmental Finance Center Network is a partnership of 12 centers serving 10 EPA regions. The EFCN provides training and technical assistance to small water and wastewater systems. This podcast series has been designed to help system personnel improve technical, managerial, and financial capacity of the utilities and communities they serve.
Welcome to the Small Wastewater System Technical Assistance Podcast from the Office of Water Programs at Sacramento State. This is Episode 3, Asset Management Plans and Implementation. I'm Reba Danaher, an instructional technologist at the Office of Water Programs, and I am here with
Dakota Keene, an environmental specialist also at the Office of Water Programs.
In this podcast, we'll discuss the ins and outs of asset management. We'll cover what an asset management plan is, advantages of an asset management plan, the core questions that make up the framework of an asset management plan, and best practices for implementation.
But first, let's check out a real-life cautionary tale.
To ensure environmental and human health, the state of Maryland decided to take over a wastewater treatment facility from its municipal owner, the City of Baltimore. The state determined that poor maintenance and operation at the plant risked catastrophic failures that could result in environmental harm and adverse public health effects.
This state takeover was unprecedented, but state action was needed to correct the facility's pollution problems. The treatment plant had been under regulatory scrutiny for almost a year after elevated bacteria levels were reported in the plant's discharge and in receiving waters.
The plant's partially treated sewage flows into the Chesapeake Bay. The state takeover came after boaters discovered hundreds of dead fish floating in the discharge area, along with unsightly algae and sewage. In fact, regrettably, this area has earned itself a bad name, Poop River.
Poop River? Ugh, what a nightmare. Well, the facility's problems were directly related to its poor maintenance practices. Earlier inspections had found that only 2 out of 11 primary settling tanks functioned properly, while only 15 out of 48 sand filters functioned properly, and other treatment tanks were clogged with scum and vegetation. A report described the plant's discharge as gray in color with some turbidity.
That's too bad. I think asset management could have helped this embattled plant stay on top of its maintenance needs.
I believe you're right. At the very least, an efficient asset management program could have prioritized maintenance tasks, scheduled them, and even verified that they were taking place. Probably what happened here is that the maintenance tasks did not happen for whatever reason. The plant could have kept track of all of that with asset management.
Would you like to go over what asset management is?
Sure. Asset management is a systematic approach to managing the organization's assets and equipment, including keeping everything in working order and deciding when it's time to replace it. Asset management allows the system to accomplish its service goals while sticking to its budget.
The definition of asset management is, quote, the process of maintaining the desired level of service for the performance you want your assets to provide at the lowest life cycle cost, end quote.
This lowest life cycle cost is defined as the best appropriate cost for rehabilitating, repairing, or replacing an asset.
Asset management is implemented through an asset management program, which typically includes a written asset management plan. This plan's components include steps to determine the optimal or best time to rehabilitate, repair, or replace aging assets, deal with rising service demand, overcome opposition to interest rate increases, mitigate resources that are running out, increase customer service expectations, deal with increasingly stringent regulatory requirements, respond to emergencies that resulted from asset failures, and protect facility and wastewater collection system assets.
Asset management has many advantages. Here's a few of them. It extends asset life. It can help you make decisions on whether to rehabilitate, repair, or replace equipment through an efficient and focused O&M program. It helps you meet consumer demands while focusing on system sustainability. It lets you set rates based on sound operational and financial planning. It lets you budget for activities that are critical to long-term performance. It helps you meet service expectations and regulatory requirements. It improves emergency response time, and it improves asset security and safety.
Now that we've talked about reasons why to have an asset management system, let's move on to how to create one. Well, six core questions serve as a framework for asset management programs. They're a good starting point for any size system.
These framework questions walk you through all of the major asset management activities. You can implement a program at whatever level of sophistication is appropriate for your system.
The six key questions are: Question 1, what is the current state of my system's assets? Knowing your asset's current state is the first step in asset management. Because this information may be hard to get, you can legitimately use estimates when necessary. Your asset inventory will become more accurate over time as you rehabilitate, repair, and replace the assets. Question 2, what do I own? Question 3, where is it? Question 4, how is it in terms of condition? Question 5, what is its useful life? Question 6, what is it worth?
These core questions are built around the best practices outlined in asset management. However, these practices are constantly being improved and reevaluated as asset management evolves to more sophisticated levels. In turn, best practices form the groundwork for implementation.
Here are the industry's current best practices. Create an asset inventory and a system map of assets and locations. Perform a condition assessment and establish a rating system for assets. Determine your asset's remaining useful life by consulting projected useful life tables or decay curves for system assets. And determine your asset's values and replacement costs.
Here's the next issue you need to think about in developing your asset management program. What is my required sustainable level of service? In other words, how high is the service level you need to provide to meet customer needs and regulatory requirements, but that is still possible for your system to meet with the resources available to it? Defining these expectations also helps you communicate your progress to stakeholders.
Think about what you'd expect for quality, quantity, dependability, and environmental standards. These elements can help you define your level of service and your corresponding system performance goals in both the short and long term.
To develop service level requirements, you can use information about customer demand, data from utility commissions or boards, and information from other stakeholders. You can also hold public meetings, focus groups, or send out surveys so your customers can communicate their expectations to you. These meetings can also include the regulatory agency.
You can always update your level of service requirements to account for change due to growth, regulatory requirements, and technological advancements.
It's important to note, if one system adopts a lower level of service requirement than another system, that doesn't necessarily mean they're less ambitious or offer lower quality service. It could mean they have fewer resources available, or that their particular customer base doesn't require or expect the same level of service, or that they're focusing efforts and resources on another more important area in the organization right now. It could even mean that they have already attained a satisfactory result in this area and don't need improvement. So be sure to determine an appropriate level of service that's right for you, your customers, and the community.
To develop your level of service requirements, ask the following core questions. What level of service do my stakeholders and customers expect? What do the regulators require? What is my actual performance? And what are the physical capabilities of my assets?
And here are the current industry best practices based on these questions for evaluating your system's level of service. First, analyze current and anticipated customer demand as well as satisfaction within the system. Then, understand current and anticipated regulatory environments. It's also important to create and publicly communicate a level of service agreement that describes your system's performance goals. And use a level of service standards that can track your system performance over time.
Here's the next issue to ponder while developing an asset management program. Which assets are critical to long-term performance? Remember, assets fail, but how you manage the consequences of this failure is crucial.
Not all assets pose the same failure risk, and they're not all equally important to system operation either. As a result, you need to understand which assets are necessary to keep the system running smoothly. These are called critical assets.
Critical assets are the ones that both have a high failure risk due to age, poor condition, and so on, and also have significant consequences to the wastewater system if they do fail. Major expenses, system failure, and safety hazards are potential consequences of critical asset failure.
You can decide how important each asset is to your system and rank them accordingly.
Many treatment systems have already performed this type of analysis, called a vulnerability assessment. Ask yourself these core questions. How can this asset fail? How does this asset fail? What is the probability as well as the consequence of this asset's failure? How much does it cost to repair this asset? And finally, what additional costs are associated with this asset's failure, such as social and environmental costs?
Following are the corresponding best practices for determining critical assets. Categorize assets based on how critical they are to system operations. Conduct a failure analysis, such as a root cause analysis or failure mode analysis. Calculate the likelihood of failure and categorize assets based on failure type. Examine the risks and consequences of failure. Use asset decay curves. And finally, examine and update your system's vulnerability assessment.
Next issue for you to assess while developing your program, what are my minimum life cycle costs? You can estimate typical wastewater system expenses at 85%, including operations and maintenance, human resources, and the capital budget.
Asset management enables a wastewater system to determine the lowest cost options for providing the highest service level over time.
You want to optimize your work crew's activities, such as where they are working and why they are working on a particular asset.
A robust asset management program assists you in making risk-based decisions by selecting the right project at the right time for the right reason. It's a really useful thing to have.
You should also inquire about alternative strategies for managing O&M, human resources, and capital budget accounts, asking the following core questions. Which strategies are most feasible for my organization? And what are the costs of rehabilitation, repair, and replacement for critical assets?
Move the utility's focus from reactive to predictive maintenance and toward understanding the costs and benefits of equipment rehabilitation as opposed to replacement.
In this process, examine life cycle costs, especially for critical assets. Next, deploy resources based on asset conditions and analyze asset failure causes so you can develop specific response plans to emergency situations.
The next issue to think about is, what is my best long-term funding strategy? Having an effective long-term funding strategy and making sound financial decisions are essential to running an asset management program.
Calculate your system's financial forecast by figuring out the total economic cost and revenues it generates.
Then, use this financial forecast to determine the changes you need to make to your system's long-term funding strategy. Ask yourself these two core questions. Do we have enough funding to maintain our assets for our required level of service? And is our rate structure long-term enough to meet the needs of our system?
When asking these questions, you can consider these financial strategies to meet funding needs. Revising your utility's rate structure using current revenues to fund a designated reserve fund, for example, creating an asset annuity, and financing asset rehabilitation, repair, and replacement through borrowing or other financial assistance.
Implementing an asset management program means carrying out a series of follow-up steps and ongoing steps. These steps are based on the 6 core question framework for asset management introduced earlier in this podcast.
Beyond just planning, implement your asset management to achieve continuous improvement through a series of plan, do, check, act steps, such as plan. A 6 core question framework is short-term planning, and a revised asset management plan is long-term planning. Do, implement an asset management program. Check, evaluate progress, changing factors, and new best practices as they emerge. And finally, act. Act based on the reviewed results.
And that wraps up our episode on asset management. With this information, we wish you happy travels, successful plant maintenance, and absolutely no poop rivers ever in your backyard.
For more information about wastewater treatment training and continuing education, visit our website at www.owp.csus.edu. We'll also post the transcript of this episode and links to other episodes on small wastewater system operation. Thank you for listening.
Thank you to all our listeners for tuning into this episode of the EFC Network Podcast, brought to you with support from the U.S. EPA. Be sure to stay tuned for future EFC Network podcast episodes.